I'm joined by Jack Schenker, who is on the Greek island of Corfu, being the departure of a boat that is intended to form part of the Freedom Flotilla. But Jack, it seems like the flotilla may have been scuppered before it's even got off the ground.
That's right, Haroon. The situation we're in at the moment is that we're waiting on a series of kind of legal and bureaucratic moves made by the activists and their lawyers against the Greek authorities. If you remember, on Friday, the Greek government declared unequivocally that all boats which were intending to sail to Gaza from its ports would be stopped from leaving. They didn't give a specific reason for that, but they also effectively said that, you know, they believed that Israel's blockade of Gaza was legal under international law, which is something that's been challenged by the activists themselves and a number of international organizations. And they said they wouldn't allow anybody to set sail. What's happened over the past couple of days is the activists are trying to put in legal challenges against that, arguing that Greece doesn't have the power to stop these boats entering international waters. They also, some of the boats just tried to make a run for it. The American ship, the Audacity, made a break for it on Friday and was stopped by Greek coast guards who overtook it and, according to activists, pointed machine guns at the passengers on board and forced them to turn around. So you've got a number of boats in Athens, which are now under kind of coast guard control. They're physically being prevented from leaving. I'm with a boat in Corfu, which it has its advantages and disadvantages. There's a belief amongst some of the activists here that there is more political support on the island of Corfu for the idea of this Freedom Flotilla and support for actions against the Gaza siege, and that might work in their favour in terms of them trying to leave. Over the next few hours, they're hoping to hear from their local lawyers and lawyers in Athens who have been, you know, putting in the necessary paperwork and the necessary challenges to try and ensure that the ship can sail. But with this kind of overarching Greek government that it's not going to allow anyone to leave its ports, it very much remains to be seen whether we'll actually be able to make for open water.
And presumably the mood amongst the activists must be pretty despondent if that's looking likely.
Well, it's a mixture. I think people felt more frustrated over the weekend because there was a bit of an information vacuum. The flotilla is structured in quite an interesting way. There's lots of delegations from lots of different countries, and there are 10, or at least there were 10 different boats. Some of them have been put out of action, allegedly by Israeli sabotage, although Israel has denied that. But there's an overarching kind of flotilla steering committee, but there's also kind of autonomous, you know, leadership centres at each boat, and they're constantly referring to the steering committee in Athens. And there was a feeling over the weekend that out here in Corfu there was a bit of information vacuum. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what the tactics were, what the plan B was if they weren't allowed to sail. And this morning, now that the lawyers' offices are open again and the government offices are open, and there's a feeling of movement, some of the activists do seem a little bit more optimistic. They've just been speaking to their own lawyers, and the lawyers have told them from the activist side of things, all of the I's have been dotted and the T's crossed, and, you know, the paperwork and the bureaucracy, everything is legal, and this ship, the Stefano Chiarini, the one here in Corfu, is ready to go. So they're just waiting on the permissions from the coast guards to say yes, you can go. So there is a feeling that this might happen, although one has to say that the chances are that it certainly seems unlikely that it'll actually be able to set sail. But there's also the activists have different perspectives on what constitutes success. There's been a lot of talk in the international press about, you know, the humanitarian aid that this convoy is carrying, and the Greek authorities have said, yeah, we're happy to take the humanitarian aid and deliver it ourselves through the established channels once it's been checked by Israel for weapons and so on. But that's not really the point of the flotilla. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, the flotilla is about challenging Israel's blockade of Gaza politically and trying to delegitimize that blockade and say, you know, you don't have any right to decide on the welfare of these citizens. You know, the welfare of 1.6 million people in Gaza shouldn't depend on the largesse of an occupying power. And whether you agree with that statement or not, it's clear that allowing the humanitarian aid to be delivered by the Greek government into the hands of the Israelis and then transported that way into Gaza wouldn't do much to challenge the basic dynamics of the siege. If anything, it would reinforce them. So, you know, it was never really about getting a specific amount of humanitarian aid in to Gaza, even though that aid is desperately needed. But it, according to the recent UN report, 52% of Gazans still have suffered from food insecurity. It has one of the highest unemployment rates in the world. There's a housing shortage. So there's not a lot of debate on the fact that, you know, Gaza needs assistance. But the real aim was to kind of get this issue on the table and people talking about it, and in the act of his own words, kind of delegitimize the Israeli siege. And some of them feel, well, look, we've done that already. Even if we're not able to set sail, we have got everybody talking about this. We've got the international press covering this, and we've exposed the fact that Israel's blockade of Gaza has basically been outsourced to countries, including Greece. The fact that Greece is preventing peaceful ships, according to the activists, peaceful ships carrying humanitarian goods from leaving its port international waters is, they say, an outrage and a contravention of international maritime law. And they think that by exposing this, they are, you know, they're raising the issue, they're putting pressure on Israel, they're putting pressure on the international community, creating a political space at a grassroots level for Palestinian activists to move into and make their voices heard. So some of the activists are, even if they don't set sail, do still see this as a success. But there is obviously disappointment amongst the hundreds of people who came from all over the world on this particular ship. We've got delegations from Bosnia, from Holland, from Ireland. Everybody from a rugby player, professional rugby player from Dublin, to a member of the Libyan Muslim Brotherhood, you know, the whole kind of spectrum. All of these people have given up, you know, a lot of time and money, and they've come all this way, and it is disappointing for them if they don't get to make it out onto the sea.
And you alluded to political support perhaps being strong in Corfu. What, have you any sense of what political support is like amongst the Greek public more widely, and whether there is surprise that the Greek government have acted in this way given perhaps previous relations between Greek and Israel?
Well, yeah, I mean, there is a sense that the Greek general public support the flotilla. I haven't seen any kind of scientific opinion polls yet. I don't know if there's been any polling done, formal polling, which backs that up. But certainly in the central square in Athens, which has been the site of protests over the past few weeks, incredibly intense and often quite violent protests against the Greek government. Yesterday, all of the protesters in that square, or at least the majority of them, were holding up signs in support of flotilla. There's been, not just in Greece, but internationally, an effort to lobby Greek embassies around the world. Within the Greek government, some of the leftist MPs have been asking questions about their government, asking what deals have been struck with Israel that facilitated this ban on the flotilla leaving. Obviously, the context of this, Greece and the Greek government in particular, are very, very vulnerable at the moment. They're really in crisis economically and politically, and facing a huge wave of social protest. And some Greeks, and we've seen this in the Greek press today, have been speculating that, you know, the government has essentially cut a deal for economic and political support from Israel and other states, and that's what's forced it to take this really quite surprising move. It's again, whatever your political perspective on this flotilla is, it's quite remarkable that a union state would prevent a ship which, to all other intents and purposes, are completely legal and legal vessels from leaving their port and moving to international waters. That is a very surprising move, and it's a relatively unprecedented move. So there has been some dissent both within the Greek parliament and on the streets of Greece. Certainly the people I've spoken to here in Corfu are very critical of the Greek government in that respect. Whether that will translate into enough political pressure to get the Greek government to change their mind seems unlikely. I mean, after all, the Greek government has been facing incredibly intense protests for weeks over its decisions relating to its economic situation and, IMF and EU bailouts, and it hasn't budged. So I doubt that they will be kind of reversing their decision on the flotilla.